This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
An urgent message from May 7th, 2020. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, pandemic.news and Natural News. Today I'm calling to end the lockdowns and launch the takedowns. And by ending the lockdowns, well, I'll explain what that means, but it's kind of self-evident. Launching the takedowns means it's time to take down the deep state, the traitors, the anti-American criminals like Dr. Fauci, the death scientists who are setting up humanity for extermination, the kill shot vaccine pushers. I'll describe that in more detail as well. As some context to all of this, I was one of the first people to call for the lockdowns in early March because as a scientist, I saw the exponential growth taking place. I ran projections. I had internal spreadsheets, which I later shared with the public. I saw that we were headed for 2.16 million deaths in the United States by July 4th. No question in my mind that that would have happened if we had not initiated those lockdowns around mid-March. But after those lockdowns went into place and we began to learn more about the virus and what works to stop the infections and to stop the replication in the human body, as we gained knowledge and experience and also looked at other countries that were doing a good job, I then, a couple of weeks later, called for ending the lockdowns in a rational way using nutrition, immune support, and mandatory mask policies in public in order to attenuate the spread of the virus. I continue to believe that we can rationally end the lockdowns now while protecting public health. We do have the knowledge, and there has been a lot more science and research that has come out since then supporting the now obvious fact that vitamin D prevents respiratory infections, that vitamin C boosts immune function, that zinc halts viral replication in the cells of the respiratory tract, that elderberry and other herbs have antiviral effects, which are very broad spectrum, and so on. We now have the knowledge to protect public health. And yet, what has also become obvious at the same time is something horrifying, truly horrifying, which is that many governors, especially it seems these Democrat governors like Newsom in California, they have no intention of ever ending the lockdowns. There is truly a planetary scale depopulation agenda being run against humanity right now. And this virus is part of it. And they really don't have a plan to ever allow humanity to be free ever again, period. You are being corralled and imprisoned and set up for the kill shot. The vaccine is the kill shot. The vaccine may not kill you in the minutes after you're injected, although I'm sure that will happen with some people, but more likely it will be part of a binary weapon system that will kill you upon exposure to a secondary infection. There will be a vaccine-induced enhancement of the immune response when you encounter this secondary infection, probably another genetically engineered, perhaps influenza strain or perhaps coronavirus strain that's released in 2021. And there will be mass death, probably by the billions, all over the planet if the globalists get their way. This is their goal. They do want to depopulate the planet. And it has now become obvious that if humanity wants to survive this extermination attempt, that we the people will have to find a way to end the lockdowns and launch the takedowns. And when I say that, I do mean with the use of the rule of law. I'm not talking about unleashing violence or lawlessness. I'm talking about doing this rationally with nutritional science, and I'm talking about doing this under the protections of the law. And we have the right under United States law and under the Constitution to defend ourselves against assaults upon our person. Mandatory vaccines are, in fact, assaults with deadly weapons. There's no other way to describe it. Well, I guess you could describe it in terms of being something like a medical rape, although I hate to invoke that term for all the obvious reasons, but it is a violation of the boundaries of your body and the consent of what goes into your body. So I guess medical rape is appropriate, but I'm not going to use that term right now because it's just too horrifying. It is a medical assault. Mandatory vaccines are an assault with a deadly weapon, and you have the right under the rule of God, under divine law, if not the United States Constitution or the laws of your state, you have the right to defend yourself against a violent assault against your person using every legal means available to you, which in the state of Texas, where I live, for example, you are within your legal rights to use a firearm to defend yourself against an imminent assault upon your person that may result in bodily harm or injury or death. In fact, you may use a firearm in the state of Texas, according to the law, to halt any felony crime, including theft, felony theft of property. I'm not advocating that, but I'm just pointing out that that's what the law says. In Texas, check your own local laws. But regardless of what your local laws say, we all have rights under divine law, under God, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it is these rights that are being systematically taken from us through these now malicious lockdowns, which are no longer medically necessary in the sense that we now know how to protect public health and reduce risk of infections and reduce risk of hospitalizations and deaths. But you see, there is no incentive among the powers that be, the evil traitors, the anti-humanists, the governors of many states and many national leaders. By the way, there's no intention for humanity to survive this. And there are lots of reasons for that. One of the reasons is almost every government in the world is bankrupt and is printing endless streams of fiat currency trying to survive because they've got, well, too many entitlement obligations, Social Security types of obligations all around the world. Almost every central bank is headed toward hyperinflation and plunging collapse of their local currency unless they can somehow find a way to kill off most of the senior citizens and retirees who are collecting pensions and government benefits and Social Security and things like that. So what do you know? Just in time, there is a global pandemic that's engineered by anti-humanists, communists in China, funded in part by the NIH under Obama, organized by Dr. Fauci, who's advising the president right now, who is, in my opinion, an anti-human demon. And the goal is to exterminate humanity and allow the governments and the elite to survive. And you are being corralled into what can only be described as a medical prison camp. The lockdowns are a way to turn America into a medical prison camp, to corral you into a system where you will not be allowed to leave your home until you are injected. And maybe they'll find a way to make you consent to it, you know, so that people don't fight it as much, but they'll make you consent to it because they'll say, well, you're not allowed to have a job or go to college. You're not allowed to fly on an airplane, enter a football stadium, go to a restaurant, movie theater, anything unless you get immunized. Show me your papers. We're going to monitor the antibodies in your blood because we, the government, are going to spy on your biology. That's because they want you to consent to the kill shot so that they don't have liability when the mass death comes. And so humanity now faces a moment of do or die, a moment of survival. We either rise up peacefully, but forcibly, with determination, and halt this mass extermination effort against humanity, and end the big pharma stranglehold over the United States and other societies, which is a death science industry. And by the way, we've got to investigate and prosecute the death scientists who built this weapon in the first place. And some of those scientists are Americans and others are communist Chinese, but they all have one thing in common, which is they hate humanity. And they took money to build weapons of mass destruction that mass murder innocent people indiscriminately, which is not just a crime against humanity, it's a crime against the cosmos, it's a crime against God. These are heinous crimes that rank as the worst crimes that have ever been committed against human beings in the history of our known planet here. Okay, these are cosmic level crimes against the very structure of life and of oxygen. You know, the oxygen carrying capacity of the lungs is what's attacked by this virus. These evil death science engineers, these genetic engineers, these demonic, anti-human Satanists, if you will, they built weapons to disassemble the cells that provide oxygen to human life. And it's no coincidence, just to add this other comment, that they're all pro-abortion, by the way. They love to murder human babies. And a lot of them are pedophiles, too, by the way. A lot of them are traitors. And it's time. It's time to start the takedowns within the rule of law to take them down. Look, it's going to be them or us. That is what is becoming clear at this point. And again, I say this as someone who initially, as a scientist, who understands the numbers and the R-naught value and the exponential spread, all of this, I understand the danger of this virus. And yet, on this day, it's fascinating that right now, globally, the death rate from this virus, the death numbers, are at about 262,000 people, according to official figures. But democide in the 20th century killed 262 million people. That's bad government. That's evil government. Genocide, mass murder, radical left-wing socialism and communism for the most part, Mao and Stalin and Pol Pot and others, the mass murders that took place, 262 million people, which means that for every one person that has been killed by the coronavirus right now, all across the planet, there have been 1,000 people mass murdered by evil, tyrannical regimes of government in the 20th century alone. And that's University of Hawaii research. So bad government or dangerous authoritarian regimes are so far 1,000 times more fatal than COVID-19, which, as I have said before, COVID-19 is very dangerous and it does kill a lot of people. And no, it's not the flu. And I've argued with people in the independent media about that. People saying it's the flu, give me a break. That's absurd. It's stupid. They don't understand math. It's way more dangerous than the flu, but it's not even close to being as dangerous as bad governments and radical authoritarian regimes that, when they concentrate power throughout history, they have always turned to genocide and mass death, mass murder. And now we stand at the precipice right now of the tech giants and their tyranny that's focused on depopulation. And the tech giants like Twitter and Google and Facebook, they're all protecting communist China. They're protecting the WHO, which is run by communist China. They're protecting the cover story about the origins of the virus that has been put out by communist China. They're protecting China and they're censoring Americans. It's another kind of lockdown. It's an intellectual lockdown. You're being enslaved in the online world, just as you're being enslaved in the physical world in your own home or apartment or condo. Because the goal is total enslavement followed by mass euthanasia. The kill shot is coming. Why do you think they're rushing the vaccine with some kind of insane warp speed plan that so far they've got Trump wrapped up in? Hopefully he'll come to his senses about that and realize it's a kill trap for humanity. But Operation Warp Speed, you know what they really should name it? Operation Skip All Quality Control. It doesn't matter because they're trying to kill people. That's what it should be named. They don't care about the quality or the safety of the vaccine because it's not a vaccine, folks. It's a kill shot. It's a euthanasia injection. It's not supposed to be safe. It's supposed to be freaking fatal. That's why they don't need 3 to 5 years of clinical trials and testing. Every other vaccine out there takes years to develop. Some vaccines take 10 years to develop. They're going to make this vaccine in what, 7 months and roll it out and claim that it's safe and effective in 7 months? That's insane. I mean, look, I run an ISO accredited laboratory. Took us 2 years just to pass the ISO audit with a quality control manual and method validation. Took me over 2 years to develop a method for the quantitation of glyphosate on a triple quad mass spec instrument. It's a stack of paper. It's like 3 inches thick with all the method validation. That was just for one herbicide. You're telling me they can validate the safety in clinical trials and randomized double-blind placebo-controlled studies for a vaccine and crank up production, mass production for 300 million doses in 7 months? Impossible. Impossible unless they already had it ready to go. I mean, the plan, they already had it in place. They've already been building the factories to produce the kill shots. You can't even build a factory that can churn out 300 million doses in 7 months. They had to start these factories years ago, folks. Years ago. This plan has been in place for a very long time. They've been engineering this deadly weapon against humanity for a very long time. They ran the simulations. Bill Gates funded the simulations. They knew exactly what they were doing. That's why the CDC was hiring quarantine managers last November. They knew this was coming. And by the way, the quarantine managers are just going to be the death camp managers, in case you're curious how that turns out. The FEMA quarantine death camps. And according to my projections, we're going to have a resurgence now in August. May and June and July are going to look pretty good. But we're going to have a resurgence in August, and the numbers are going to get very bad. And it's all by design, because nobody in a position of power will recommend the simple, affordable, safe things that people could do right now to alter the terrain across the country, boost immune function across the country, especially in those who are most vulnerable. We have a population that is obese. We have a population that's mass medicated. How many million Americans are on high blood pressure drugs? And that's the number one comorbidity factor that kills people when they go into a serious state and hospitalization. Hypertension, high blood pressure. And then also diabetes and other factors are common cofactors, you know, obesity and so on. That describes our population. Why? Because for generations, no one in a position of power has recommended nutrition. And those of us who have tried to recommend nutrition have been censored, demonetized, demonized, viciously attacked, and smeared. We try to save lives. We try to help people get healthy, get off the toxic medications, get onto healthy lifestyles, high density, nutritious superfoods, nutritional supplements are just sprouting in your own kitchen for free, practically. Eating healthy. There are ways that are simple and safe and affordable to stop these infections and boost immune function across America. But all of us who have had that information, who have tried to promote those lifestyles, yeah, we have been sidelined because Big Pharma controls Big Tech. Big Pharma controls the censors. Big Pharma controls the lawmakers in Washington, D.C. Big Pharma controls the media, and Big Pharma wants to profit from the suffering and pain and death while the globalists achieve their depopulation agenda. So that when it's all said and done, billions will be dead, the pharmaceutical companies will be rich, and the globalists will be smiling and laughing because they've achieved their goal of ending what they call the useless eaters. That's how they refer to most people. There will be no middle class remaining. The economic implosion is making sure of that. They've already rolled out a universal basic income, paying people to not work. I mean, economic socialism and communism is here now. It's not just coming, it's here now. The dystopian sci-fi tracking surveillance grid is here now. Minority Report is here now. You are already living as a slave under the thumb of the tech tyrants who need to be taken down. That's why they're on my list of takedowns. Again, peaceful, law-abiding takedowns, millions of people surrounding the server farms of Google and Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, and dismantling them piece by piece. Everybody take a piece of the server farm. Let we the people dismantle the systems of tyranny and enslavement and control and mass death and disinformation and propaganda, which is the tech giants, the censors that have sided with communist China against humanity. Jack Dorsey is an anti-human demon, like Dr. Fauci. And Mark Zuckerberg, I don't know what he is, some kind of a exoplanetary cyborg machine. I don't know where he came from, but is not human. And along those same lines, Elon Musk says his new newborn infant is a genderless baby. What? Is it a space alien, Elon? No, it's got a gender. Look under the diaper, you fool. You'll figure it out. Pardon my language, but has humanity really lost a sense of survival to such an extent that people will lie down and surrender and just line up to be injected with a kill shot? Just line up to be killed by the globalists, by the tech tyrants, by the big pharma anti-human genetic engineers and death science operatives? Will you line up to be mass murdered? Because that's what's coming, folks. And it's going to be called a vaccine. It isn't a vaccine. That's just the label. There is no sufficient testing being done. There are no real safety trials because it's not designed to be safe. It's designed to kill. You see, the purpose of the virus itself was to make everybody rush to the vaccine. They couldn't put all the death chemicals into the virus because a virus is fairly small. It can only hold basically information for replication, RNA. I think this particular virus is basically just 38 kilobytes of information. It's basically a nanotech, biological piece of code. So they couldn't put all the death chemicals in that, but they can use it to drive you to consent to being injected with the death chemicals, and they can destroy your livelihood. They can destroy your economy. They can loot you. They can take everything from you as the monetary reset happens, the global debt collapse happens, the central banks flood the market with fiat currency, effectively stealing the value of everything that you've ever earned that you have in the bank. It will become worthless. They're stealing everything from you, and then they're killing you. And they're manipulating you with the lockdowns. And that's why I've always said from day one, the way to beat the globalists is to beat the virus so that humanity can survive this and fight back. And that's why I have reiterated the importance of nutrition. You want to beat the globalists, you got to beat the virus. You want to beat the virus, you've got to have good nutrition. And you can't be someone who's just living on pharmaceuticals. And you got to defeat obesity and high blood pressure and all these other cofactors. You need to be healthy and fit, of sound mind and sound body, because we are up against an evil entity of such power and such destruction. They control almost everything in society now, from big tech and Hollywood and even the regulators like the FDA and the CDC and the NIH. It's all controlled by the anti-human death science pushers, and they're going to roll out this vaccine. I mean, this is an enemy of humanity, and it will not be easy to defeat that enemy. It will not be easy to survive this. We're going to have to use all our resources, all our knowledge, to rise up against this mass genocide agenda, and many of us will not survive. What we're all living through right now is the unleashing of a genocidal wave of crimes against humanity. And it really is the moment of truth for the human race. Do we surrender our lives and our souls and our bodies and our blood to this system of mass death and demonic influence that seeks total power over the earth? Or do we rise up inspired by God, inspired by human dignity and human rights and a desire to live and a desire to protect life? Do we invoke our right to exist, our right to speak, our right to be free, our right to engage in productive livelihoods, our right to interact socially? Do we invoke these rights and rise up and defeat the enemies of humanity, or do we quietly suffocate ourselves under the thumb of pure evil and destruction that is disguised as public health? Don't forget that when they come for you, they will claim that they're helping you. Oh, yes, we're helping you. Yeah, roll up your sleeve. This shot will save your life, as they kill you. They know exactly what they're doing. And then, of course, when people start dying by the millions later, they can say, well, gosh, we didn't know that was going to happen. We didn't have time for testing, they'll say. It was an oversight. Good thing the vaccine industry has immunity. You know, legal immunity. Nobody can sue them. I guess it's just too bad, they'll say. We'll do better next time. This is why we need more vaccine research money, they'll say. See, we got to make safer vaccines, so you better give us more money as they're mass murdering you. You see, that's the level of evil that they are. As they are murdering you, they demand more money. I mean, Dr. Fauci wants to be positioned as the hero, the savior of humanity. He's the guy who funneled money into the death science industry that built this damn thing in the first place. He should be held accountable for crimes against humanity. He should face prosecution and maybe, if found guilty, execution for what he did. And there's a whole lot of people like him, thousands of death science researchers who were complicit, who are collaborators in this scheme to exterminate human life. And they have the audacity to stand there and demand money and claim that they can find the answers if we give them more money for vaccine research. Don't you know that vaccine research is a euphemism for biological weapons development? Yes, the people who claim they're building vaccines are actually building biological weapons, agents of destruction against the human body, the human physiology, disassembly tools that kill indiscriminately, that kill women and children and innocent people as much as they kill anybody else. They built these weapons. They unleashed them on our world, and now they claim that they can save us from the weapons they built. Well, I have a new response. How about we as a society, through our legal system, through the court system, through due process, after finding you guilty, how about we as a society just kill you instead? Problem solved. Then we don't have biological weapons anymore because all the death science scientists are dead. And then humanity is finally safe. And we don't need your lockdowns, and we don't need your damn vaccines, and we don't need your NIH funding. We don't need your death and destruction. And we sure as hell aren't going to keep paying for it with our tax dollars as we are being looted by the central banks and locked down and denied our economic productivity. How about that? How about we, humanity, fight back against those aggressors who are trying to carry out acts of violence against us? How about humanity rise up in self-defense and invoke our right to halt those who are carrying out mass murder and mass violence and mass genocide? And if the most effective way to stop them from carrying out those crimes against humanity is to drag them into a court, prosecute them, find them guilty, and execute them under the rule of law, then so be it. Better 1,000 of those demons die than hundreds of millions of innocent human beings. We have to make a choice. Do we have the right to defend ourselves? Does humanity have the right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness? Or are we going to surrender to the tyrants and the death science industry pushers? This is the choice we have to make. And as of today, I'm not sure what choice humanity is going to make, because it might just be that people are too zombified and mass medicated and overdrugged and indoctrinated and brainwashed and dumbed down to the point where they can no longer even recognize the importance of fighting for their own survival. I don't know if we're at that point. I also see signs of people rising up and waking up, and for the first time in their lives, recognizing that everything that I've been saying and other independent media people have been saying over the years is true, that the plan is to enslave you, and the plan is to kill you, and the plan is to steal from you, to steal not just your money, but your life, that the awakening is accelerating right now. So maybe there is hope. But please, people, please, we also have to beat the virus. So if you go out in public, make sure you take your vitamin D, your zinc, your vitamin C, your elderberry extract, whatever, your antiviral herbs. Get healthy, folks. Get healthy, because we need you to live, to fight so that humanity can live. And every person that dies from this virus is one less person to join this fight of human resistance against the death science industry, which is the vaccine industry and the biological weapons industry, the NIH, the FDA, the CDC. By the way, they all need to be taken down. They all need to be disassembled. All the traitors against humanity, all the criminals, all those engaged in big pharma collusion against humanity to trap people in sickness and disease and suffering so they can rake in record profits for their shareholders. They love this pandemic. They're making money hand over fist as humanity is suffering. They're getting bailout money and grant money for more vaccines and more drugs while they suppress the truth about nutrition and they suppress our speech and they suppress our humanity. How much more of this will human beings tolerate? Only we can answer this question. Only we can win this fight for ourselves and for the human race. There is no one coming to rescue us, by the way. There is no one in any position of power that is on our side. Everything has been corrupted, from the news media to the Hollywood productions, to the science journals, to governments all around the world, and the war industry, the weapons industry. Everything has become corrupted. Politics. We can only save ourselves. And in order to do that, we will have to make a choice. Will it be us or them? That's the final choice. Because if we don't make the right choice, we will be exterminated. They will end billions of lives on this planet. And they, the globalists who are running all this, they will call that a victory. They will pat themselves on the back. They will declare mission accomplished. And they will move on with their plans of destruction and domination and censorship and control over everything from this day forward. And believe me, their plans don't involve 7+ billion human beings on this planet. You have been targeted for termination. Will you rise up against it? Will you now join the fight for humanity? That's the question I'm asking you today. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Just as a disclaimer, I'm not calling for any violence or any law breaking. I'm calling for action under the rule of law, including United States law, constitutional law, and divine law, because we all have a right to defend ourselves and defend our communities and defend our nation, defend our species against those who seek to destroy us. We fight within the rule of law against those who are lawless. And that is what I'm calling for you to join. I will fight for humanity, and I will not back down or be bought out or be compromised or be silenced. I will fight for humanity as I've been doing every day for almost 20 years. If you want to join this fight for humanity, read my website, naturalnews.com, and know that what I write will not be compromised. I don't go along with popular narratives. I'm not a Trump cultist. In fact, I've been very critical of the president lately. I fight for humanity. I fight based on principle, ethics, morality, divinity, and frankly, I fight with the blessing of Jesus Christ and divine principles. We're blessed with those founding principles, but we will lose them if we're not willing to fight for them and defend them. So that's where we are. Thank you for listening, and please join me in this fight for human survival. Take care.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on.
It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.